1984 starts off with the news that Olympic gold medal winner and Tarzan actor Johnny Weissmuller has died at the age of 79. He had suffered a lung blockage. Only a few days later, soul singer Jackie Wilson dies after being in a coma for 8 years. The coma was the result of a heart attack while on stage at Cherry Hill, New Jersey in 1975. 6 days later, Michael Jackson was to receive second-degree burns to his head and neck while filming a Pepsi TV commercial. Staying with the music industry, Elton John marries Renata Blau, a recording engineer in Sydney. American actress and singer Ethel Merman was also to pass away in 1984. And in a shocking turn of events, soul singer Marvin Gaye, whose greatest hit was I Heard It Through the Grapevine, was shot dead by his father in LA following an argument. The Winter Olympics were held in Sarajevo, Yugoslavia. Here, Jane Torvill and Christopher Dean were to get perfect scores in Olympic gold for their ice dancing to Ravel's Bolero. The 23rd Olympic Games were held in Los Angeles. 14 Eastern Bloc countries and allies boycotted the Games. These included the Soviet Union, East Germany, and Cuba. Some see it as revenge for the American-led pullout of the 1980 Olympic Games. Carl Lewis comes away with 4 gold medals. In Sydney, Australia, a gunman who held 10 people hostage after a bank robbery is shot dead after a car and helicopter chase in Sydney. Also in Australia, the $100 note goes into circulation for the first time. The $1 coin was soon to follow. In the battle for the national anthem of Australia, God Save the Queen was replaced by the anthem Advance Australia Fair. The rise of gun crime in the years saw new heights when on Father's Day, 7 people were shot dead and 17 injured in Milperra in Sydney's western suburbs. 2 rival bike gangs, the Comancheros and the Bandidos, end up in a gun battle at a bike swap meet. 42 men from both gangs are later charged. In the United States, a gunman goes on the rampage in San Diego's McDonald's restaurant. 20 were killed, as well as the gunman who was gunned down by a SWAT team.
Our SWAT team was called. It was deployed within 25 minutes. Once the signal was given to take out the subject, it was 4 minutes after that that he was shot and killed by a SWAT sniper.
It was a year that also saw the loss of some of Britain's greatest stars. Actress Diana Dawes dies at the age of 52 from ovarian cancer. Richard Burton, twice married to Elizabeth Taylor and known for his roles in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Where Eagles Dare, and 1984, dies at the age of 58 from a cerebral hemorrhage.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
1984 also claimed the life of British comedian and entertainer Eric Morecambe. He dies at the age of 58 after a heart attack. September sees his second son Harry born to Prince Charles and Princess Diana. Politics saw Ronald Reagan re-elected for a second term by a landslide of 17 million votes. Australian Prime Minister Bob Hawke wins also. In Brighton, a bomb blast at the Conservative Party conference claims the life of 5 people. 34 were injured. The IRA claimed responsibility. Bob Geldof, the organiser of Live Aid, along with a host of famous British artists, produces the song Do They Know It's Christmas. The money raised would go to famine relief in Ethiopia. In Australia, the Aboriginals returned 76,000 square kilometres of land at Maralinga. Film director Sam Peckinpah dies at the age of 58. His films included The Wild Bunch, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, and Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. Drummer Rick Allen of Def Leppard is badly injured and has his arm torn off in a motor accident. He goes on to adapt his drum kit and continues playing with the band. These were the highlights that formed the year, 1984.